Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Deva Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Samasta Jana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Chinmayam Devam Sadgurum Brahma Vidvaram Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Vadarayanam Sutra Bhashya Kritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah.
Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
We will chant first three verses together.
Om Ishavasyamidam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Munjika Mahridhakasya Svirganam Kurvanne Veha Karmani Jiji Visheshatakam Samaha Evam Tvaina Anna Hetosti Na Karma Lipyate Nare Asurya Namate Loka Andena Tamasa Prita Tagumste Pretya Vigacchanti Yeke Chatmano Jana.
Now so far we have seen that Upanishad is saying, Isha Vasamidagam Sarvam, this whole world is pervaded by Isha, Tattva, the Brahman. Yat Kinchi Jagatyam Jagat, whatever there is on this earth, everything is pervaded by Lord. What we have to do? Well, you also change your vision. What should be our vision? That the whole world is Lord only. We don't see Lord everywhere. We think they are different people, there is nanatva, there is plurality. So the Upanishad says, you also change your vision and see Lord everywhere. Tena takkena bhunjitha, bole, renounce your false values, the false values which you have given to the Jagat, that Jagat is real, renounce that. Then, bhunjita, then you enjoy. If you renounce the wrong understanding that Jagat is real, you will come to know the Lord is real, the Tattva is real, Brahman is real, Brahman is eternal. Then you will enjoy the bliss. Tena tak tena bhunjita. Bhunjita means enjoy. Enjoy what? Not the plurality of the world. Not the objects of the world. After renouncing your wrong understanding, enjoy bliss now. Ma Gridha, don't be greedy. Kasya Svidhanam, think whose wealth is this? We think this is our wealth. No. The whole wealth, the whole world, whole cosmos belongs to the Lord. It does not belong to us. We are only trustees, that's all. We can enjoy and we have to go back. In the second verse, it is said that those who are not able to abide in this Jnana Nishtha, those who are not Sadhan Chatushtay Sampanna, those who are not Adhikari of this Jnana, for other people, the second mantra says, Kurvanne, Kurvanne means do. Kurvanne Vekarmani, Jiji Visesatagam Samam. Well, live for 100 years. But Kurvan, do for others, not for your own self. The word Kurvan says that you have to do for others, not for your own self. What we are doing for our ego worship, for own self. And it was said that you have got body, mind and intellect. It is an assembly, and assembly is always for others. This house is an assembly of so many materials. It is for the enjoyment of others, not for the house itself. Car is also an assembly of many parts. It's not meant for the car itself. Car is meant for others. Similarly, this body also has got so many parts. This also is an assembly. So this assembly is meant for others, to serve others. Kurvanne karmani jiji vise satgam sama. Bole, this way you do the karma. If you are serving others, that means you are serving Lord. Because in the first mantra it was already said that your vision should be that everything in the outside is also Lord. It is already pervaded by Lord. But we are not able to see it. But if you serve them thinking that they are also Lord, then what will happen? Evam tai nantosti na karmalipate narai. If you do in this way, in other words, this is karma yoga. Karma yoga means do for others as a worship to the Lord. That I am doing this karma for the happiness of the Lord. If you do in this way, then you can exhaust your vasana. Na anyato asti. There is no other way. You have to do karma yoga. There is no other option. Very clearly, Upanishad says this thing. And once your vasanas are exhausted or reduced, your mind is purified, go to the first mantra. After doing the karma yoga, when the mind is purified, now you are fit for the first mantra, Jnana Nishtha. For Jnana Nishtha, Adhikari is different. Sadhan Chatushtay Sampanna is the Adhikari. For Karma Yoga, you have got the doership and enjoyership. No, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Okay, very good. You keep your doership and enjoyership, but how to reduce my doership, for that Karma Yoga will help you. This way, it is for the other people. In the third mantra, it is said, those who are not doing either Jnana Nishtha or Karma Nishtha, not following any one of the mark, any one of the path, what happened? Asurya nam te loka andhena tamasabrita. They go to a place which is dark, sunless place. Sunless place means there is also ignorance. Even by doing punya karma and you go to the swarg, you come back again as an ignorant only. You will not get knowledge there. By punya you are going to other loka, but there is also ignorance. If you do the pap karma, go to the lower loka. Bhog that pap, suffer that pap, again when you come back, again you evolve, you still are ignorant. Surya nam te lokan dhena tamishabta tagumste pet abhigachanti yeke atmano jana. To those sunless places, to those places where there is ignorance, you go. Because you are not following either Jnana Marga or you are not following Karma Yoga Marga. That means you are doing Sakam Karma. Karma Yoga is Niskam Karma. By doing Niskam Karma, you will purify your mind. And after purification of mind, you are fit for the knowledge of Self. So you are not choosing Jnana Marg, you are not choosing Karma Yoga Marg, you are doing Sakam Karma, with the sakam karma, you will go to a loka where there is still ignorance. Sakam karms can be punya. I have got a sakam vasana that I want to go to swarga. Very good. Do that yajna and you will reach swarga. When chine punya, martaloke visanti, come back again. So just by visiting swarga, you don't become jnani. You come back again as a jnani. Or even if you go above loka, above the swarga, even if you go to the brahma loka, you will come back as an ajnani. So these people are atmahana. You got the human body, but you did not utilize your time in doing karma yoga or getting the knowledge of self. You wasted your life. So they say, atmana. The atman is ever present. You disregarded, disrespected, didn't try even to know about that atman. You lost the opportunity. So you had done atmahatya. An example I gave you in the last session, that the food is there in front of you. You are angry, you are not eating. So it is wasting the food. It is atmahatya. Food is available. Similarly, the atman is available with you. It's not that you have to get it from somewhere, but if you don't try to get it, it is atmahatya. So far we have seen. Now in the connecting bhasya means Shankaracharya connects each verse with the other verse. The next verse. The here Shankaracharya says, yasya atmano hanana abhidvansa sansaranti tad viparyena vidvanso jana mujyante te na atmana tat kidrisam atma tattam iti uchyate. He says, those who are following the Jnana Marg, they get it and they become freed. And those who don't follow, they are Atmahatya. They go on the transmigration process, Jivan Maran, Jivan Maran, Jivan Maran, because they are doing Sakam Karma. Sakam Karma means they are increasing their Vasana. If you are increasing your Vasana, you are giving a blueprint to the Lord that I want to exhaust these Vasanas. Lord will think which body will be appropriate to exhaust these vasanas, so he will give you an appropriate body. So he says, some people get freed by knowing that Atman, other people are Atmahatyara, those who do not strive for it. Then what is this Atma Tattva? I must know. Tell me something about that Atman. It is such a great thing which is to be achieved in this human life, but what is that Atma Tattva? So that Atma Tattva, now Upanishad is going to tell you in two verses. So we'll read verse number 4 now.
Lead and follow, huh? Anija dekam manaso javiyoho.
Anija dekam manaso javiyo.
Nainad devapnuvan purvamarshata.
Nainad devapnuvan purvamarshata.
Tad bhavato anyanatte titishthata.
Tad bhavato anyanatte titishthata.
Tasmin napo matarishvadadhati.
Tasmin apo matarishvadadhati. Anija dekam manaso javiyo nainad devapnuvan purvamarshata. Tad bhavato anyanatte titishthata. Tasmin apo matarishvadadhati.
Anejat. Anejat means not moving. Just see the word meaning first, then we will explain it. Anejat, not moving. Ekam, it is one. We are talking about Atman now. So Upanishad says, Anejat, is not moving. Ekam, it is one. Manaso javiyo, it is faster than mind. Manaso javiyo, it is faster than mind. Naina deva apnuvan, devata also don't get it. Purva arsata, purva arsata means it is already there. It is present before the devatas is there. Purva arsata. Tad dhavato anyana eti tishtat. Sitting in one place, he overtakes everybody. Sitting at one place, he overtakes everybody. Tasmin apo matrisva dadhati. Because of him, the air holds water. This is the word meaning. Anejat is not moving. Ekam, it is one. Manaso javiyo, it is faster than mind. Deva, naina deva apnuvan, devata can't get it. Why? Purva marsata, because already they are existing. Tad dhavato anyateti tishtat, staying at one place, he overtakes everybody. And tasmin apo matrisva dadhati, the air holds water. Ye kya bola bhai, kuch samajh mein nahi aata. What meaning? That is why you need Shankaracharya, you need Guru Shishya Parampara, where this knowledge has been clearly taught, explained, so that you can understand it fully. The statements given are, it is not moving and it is faster than mind. See the contradictory. It's not moving and at the same time faster than mind. And gods also can't reach. And sitting at one place, it overtakes everything, and air holds water. Let us see word by word. Anejat na ejat ejri kampane kampanam chalanam. Ejat word comes from the root ejri, and ejri means kampan. There is movement. Anejat, no movement. Anejat. What does that mean? Sva avastha prachyut tad varjitam. That means from its own status, from its own nature, it never sinks. Never comes down. There is no vikar. There is no change in that. How Shankaracharya is explaining? Not moving means there is no change. In Atman there is no change. Suppose if we accept there is change in Atman, what will happen? It will become like us. It will be perishable. Because in the world we find everything is changing. Our body is changing, whole world is changing, time is changing, everything is changing here. So that Atman is anejat, not changing, not moving, not coming down from its nature. Shankaracharya says, sarvada ek rupam ityartha. The meaning is sarvada. It remains in one roop only. There is no change. That is why we call it eternal. There is no change in it. Anej. Ekam is one. Tachekam sarva bhutese manasa. Sarva bhutesu. Tachekam sarva bhutesu. In all beings, it is one and same. But we find so many different people. We think they have got different Atmans. In chapter 14, while we were discussing, we said the Lord gives only the reflection of consciousness. In all beings, it is only a reflection of that consciousness. Consciousness is one. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, Aham Atma Gurakesa Sarva Bhutasa Sthita. I am the Atman of all beings. So Atman is one. So Atman, there is no Chinese Atman, American Atman or Indian Atman. Atman is one. But the reflection is in each being. So Atman is one. Gita also says, Gura case. He Arjun, in all beings, I am there. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 13 also we said, we have seen, Chetragyam chapi mam vidhi, the knower of field in us. We said the jeev is knower, jeev is knower. Who is knowing all these things? Well, I am knowing. Who are you? Well, I am J.K. Nair, I am jeeva. Well, no. Chetragyam chapi mam vidhi, I am that. I am that Atman, I am that Ishwar. Ekam manaso jabiyo manasa sankalpa adi lakshana jabiyo javavattaram. In our mind and speech, what happens? We are sitting here. I can tell you about the Qutub Minar in Delhi. I can describe here. Your mind, it can go faster than anything. There is nothing faster than mind in the world. Within a split of second, you can go up to the Brahmaloka. Batao, India jane mein kitna time lagta hai mind ko? Fastest. Manaso javiyo. Well, it is faster than mind also. Why? How it is faster than mind? Because if the mind goes to India, Atma Tattva is there already. It is there. Even if you go, the mind goes to the Brahmaloka, Atma Tattva is there. Manso Javiyo. It is faster than mind also. Acha. Sankaracharya says, Katham Viriddham Yuchyate. Why are you telling contradictory things? You just say anayajetakam, it is not moving, and now you are saying it is faster than mind. How is this happening? You are saying contradictory statements. Katham viruddham uchyate, dhruvam nischalam idam manso javiyo iti cha. You said dhruvam, it does not move, and you say it is faster than mind also. Is this not contradictory? Sankaracharya says, naisa dosa. No, this is not contradictory. I will explain you. Both statements are correct. You have to understand. Bole, as a nirupajik, as a consciousness, it does not move. Saupajik, it moves. Vithupaji, with the reflection in me, now I am moving. But Nirupathik, Akhandananda Maharaj ji says, Atma Tattva to thasa thas bhara hua hai. Thasa thas. There is no space where there is Atma Tattva is not there. I may go from this chair to that chair because that chair is vacant. Where can Atma Tattva go? Because it is full. So as a consciousness itself without upadhi, there is no movement. With upadhi, there is movement. Because I am moving, the body is moving. Mahatma gives another example. You are going in the car. What is moving? Car is moving. You are sitting in the car. Are you moving? Similarly, in the body, Atman is there. That Atman, this body is a vehicle. Vehicle is moving, not the Atman. Acha naiva dosa. Here Shankaracharya says, Manaso javishtatam loke prasiddham. In the lok, it is famous that there is nothing faster than mind. Dekho, pakad lo isko. There is nothing in this world which is faster than mind. Tasmin mansi brahma lokati drutam gacchati. Even up to the brahma lok drutam gacchati. You can reach there within a split of second. Ki brahma lok have, if you have visited. Dekho, ek cheez hai. Mind can only visit a place where it has earlier visited. If you have not gone to Tokyo, your mind will not go to Tokyo. You can't perceive it. But if you have gone to Delhi and Calcutta, your mind will go immediately. Delhi and Calcutta. Because it has already visited. So Brahmalok, well, it can go up to Brahmalok. Within a second it will reach there. But even if you reach there, Brahmalok the Adi Drutam Gachati Sati Pratham Prapta Iva Atma Chaitanya Ava Bhaso Krihate Ato Manaso Javiyagitya. But once you go there in Brahmalok, there Atma Tattva is already there. Manaso Javiyo, well, it is faster than mind. Another example. Aeroplane travels in space. You can have a plane which can break the speed of sound also. But wherever it goes, space is there. India se start kiya, America pahunch gaya, but space is there always. Can it go out of the space? No. So wherever aeroplane goes, space is already there. Space is wahan pehle hai, pada hua, space is there. So wherever your mind goes, so before that Atma Tattva is always there. Nainam deva apnuvan. Devtas also can't get it. We have got a perception, devta knows everything. Upanishad says, no, they don't know Brahman. They don't know Atman. And they don't try also to know Atman. Why? Because they are enjoying, they are in sukh. Dukh mein sumiran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi. When we remember God, when we are in sorrow.
So, is that the sattva guna sukha? The devas are in sukha. Is that the sattva guna?
I will tell you. When you do the meritorious work, punya, then you get a subtle body to experience that sukha in Swargaloka. For enjoying that sukha, you need other body, not this body. This body won't go. You will get appropriate body to enjoy that sukha. So devta also, you can get this body. You can become devta. By doing the punya karma, you can become, if you want the post of Indra, devataon ka devata, the king of all devatas, you have to do 100 ashwamedh yagya, you can get that post. And that post is, you can occupy that chair till such time other person does 100 ashwamedh yagya. Like the elections, ek president aaya, dusra gaya. So devatas also don't know. Can you give any reference? Well, yes, Upanishad says so. Which Upanishad? Keno Upanishad says so. Once devata were enjoying, after they enjoying, when they were victorious, they defeated Asura. So they threw a party, like we do, na? Kuch ho jata, we throw a party. They also threw a party and were enjoying. So Brahman was thinking, these people are fools. Because of me they got the capability to fight, and now they are thinking they have won the battle and they are enjoying. So yaksha took a form of a yaksha, Brahman took a form of a yaksha and came there. So every devata started saying, who is this? We never invited this yaksha here in the party. and we don't know who is he. So first they sent fire god. Find out who is he. The fire god there approached Yachya. But I am fire god. Yachya said, okay. What can you do? What is your power? Well, I can burn anything. Whole world I can burn. Yachya took a blade of grass, put it on the table, burn it. Fire god could not do it. Came back. Indra said, no, I will send some senior minister now. Senior minister is now, senior devta is? Vayu Devta. Vayu Devta went, introduced himself. I am Matariswa, I am the Vayu Devta. What can you do? I can throw away anything in the world, remove anything. Acha? Bolo, okay. Same blade of grass. Bolo, okay, remove this. He tried his best. Gurudev says there was a dewdrop on that. The dewdrop also remained like that. He could not even remove the dewdrop also. Came back and reported to Indra that I could not recognize who is he. Then Indra himself went. And at that time when Indra saw, the Yaksha went away. Came Uma. Uma told that he was Yaksha, he was Brahman. You people are thinking that you won because of your strength. No. You won because of the strength of the Brahman. We all say, na, humne kiya, are nahi. Because of the capability given by that Brahman, you are working. It is his life's power, because of this, this body is working. But we think, I am doing. Nahi na deva apnuvanti, even the devtas don't get it. They don't know. Another meaning of devta, dyotanat deva. One which illuminates is also deva. So these eyes, ears and all these sense organs are also devta because they illumine. The eye illumine form and color. Ear illumine the sound. Tongue, we taste. So these are also devta because they illumine. But these also can't conceive that atma. By these five organs of perception, you can't perceive. Naina deva apnuvan purvamarsata. Because they are functioning because of Atman. Mind and all sense organs, they work because of Him. Consciousness illumines all our thoughts. Thoughts are inert. But they become sentient. Why? Because of consciousness. It illumines. Manso jabiyo. One explanation is given. Because the mind is illumined by consciousness, when the mind goes out, consciousness is following, so in no way this mind is able to see the source. Because the mind is followed by consciousness. One explanation. Second explanation. But this consciousness is everywhere. It can be in front of mind also. Ho sakta na. First expression, that the mind is going out and it is powered by consciousness. It is going straight. It is not looking back who is giving support. It is not able to conceive. Number two explanation. Aisa bhi to ho sakta hai ki consciousness is in front and mind is following. Okay, accept it. Mind cannot objectify that consciousness. Indriyas and mind cannot make an Atman as an object because it is subject, it is subtler. So with your mind and your sense organs, you will never be able to make a form and understand it. Kabhi nahi hoga. Nainu deva apnanta tishtata. Tad dhavato anyane iti tishtata. Sitting at one place, it overtakes everything. Everything. How? Sitting at one place, space is sitting at one place. The aeroplane is going from one place to another place. Space is already existing there. Purvam arsata, because already existing there. So wherever your senses or mind goes, there the Atma Tattva is already there. Acha. Tasmin napo matarisvata dhati. Tasmin napo. Apo means water. Matariswa means prana, vayu. So this vayu, this prana can be vyasti prana and samasti prana also. I am taking prana vayu, you are taking, and there is a samasti in the whole cosmos. This prana vayu is there. Matariswa tadati. Apa means karma also. Apa means water and apa means karma. Now the whole meaning will change. Matariswa, that devata distributes karms to everybody. Got it? Matariswa, that devata distributes karma. Lakshmi ji, you are the minister in charge of wealth. Saraswati ji, you have to do this thing. Ganesh ji, you have to do this thing. So they give portfolio to each devata. So he gives duties to everybody. Brahma ji, you will do this thing. Vishnu ji, you will do the sustaining part. Brahma ji will do the creation part. So who distributes that? He distributes. Now it is clear. Anejedakam, it does not move. How? Nirupadik. Without any upadhi, it is thasathas everywhere. There is no place where it can move. It is full, it is everywhere. How it is everywhere? As principle of existence. Everywhere you will find it, that tree is there, sun is there, moon is there, star is there. Ignis is everywhere. Every place Ignis is there. Space is. Everywhere Ignis is there. He is covering everywhere. So as Ignis, it is not moving. As a consciousness, it's not moving. But with upadhi, with a reflection in me, this upadhi is moving and we think this is moving. Manso javiyo, it is faster than mind. Why it is faster than mind? Because it is already existing wherever mind goes. Pehle se hai vaan. Nainam deva apunvanti. Devata also can't get it. Devata too many. The devatas in the swarga, they can't get it. Devata means sense organs also. Dyotanat devata, they also don't get it. Because this organs of perception can't perceive it because it is subtler than mind and senses. So they can't perceive it. Tad dhavato anyane iti tishtata, sitting at one place, it overtakes everything because it is already existing there. Because it is all pervading, it is already existing there. So nobody can overtake. It overtakes everybody. Tasmina pumatariswa dadati. And it distributes all the functions to devatas. All portfolios are distributed by him. One more verse we will see.
Him meaning Brahman here. Attribute plus Brahman.
तदेजति तन्नेजति
तदेजति तन्नेजति
तद्दूरे तदवन्तिके
तद्दूरे तदवन्तिके
तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य
तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य
तदु सर्वस्यास बाह्यतः तदु सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः तदेजति तन्नेजति तद्दूरे तदवन्तिके तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदु सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः.
Again connecting this mantra with the previous mantra, Shankaracharya ji said, na mantra naam jamita sthiti purva mantro vyartham punaraha. The mantras are not at all tiring. They are untiring. They are repeating the same thing again. Why? Repetition is needed because we have to understand it clearly. Many statements in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said this about the Atma Tattva many times in all chapters, again and again he has said, so that we can grasp it. The same thing is again being said, Tad Ejati. Ejati means?
Moves.
Tad. Now he said it moves. Immediately he said, Tad Na Ejati. La. Second word, Naijati. Does not move. Tad dure is far. Tad vantike, it is inside, it is very close. Tad antarasya sarvasya, it is in the inside of everybody, antarasya. Tadu sarvasyasya bahyata, it is outside also, it is inside also. Outside also. Kya hai? It moves. Ejati. Na ejati. Now you cannot tell me the meaning. It moves. When it moves? When it is with upadhi. Abhi last mantra mein we have seen. How it moves? When in upadhi, we think this upadhi is moving and the atman is also moving with that. With upadhi it is moving. Without upadhi, not moving. Nirupadhik, it is not moving. Saubadhik, it is moving. Tadejati. Tad dure tadantike. Bole, it is far and it is close also. One meaning, it is all pervading. Dure and vantike. It's far away, it also there. And close by also is there. That means it is all pervading. Second meaning. Shankaracharya says, Kincha tad dure varsa koti satai api abudhisam apraptavat dur iv. Implied meaning is that for the abhidvan, abhidvan means ignorant. It is very far. Why? Koti satai varsai. Even 1,000 crores years, you will not get it. But we are human beings now. We don't know how many lives we have crossed earlier. But we are still ignorant. So for the ignorant, it is very far. The people who don't come and understand the Upanishad or not doing Karma Yoga, they are all Atmahatyara. They will never get it, this Jnana. Acha, for ignorant it is far. And what is it is... Antike. Tad antike samipe atyantameva vidusam atmavan kevalam durantike cha. But for the realized person, it is his own Atma. It is so close. For avidwan, for ignorant, it is very far, because even if you don't get this jnana from the Shastra or the Guru, you take millions of lives, you will never understand it. You will never get it. For the vidwan, it is his own Atma. It's very close. You are that Brahman. You have to realize in this way. Brahman is not far away somewhere. No. Brahman is with me. And that Brahman is me. You have to come up to that. That Brahman is me. It's not somebody else is there. We think Bhagwan is different from me. Accepted. With his form and with my form, we are different. Without form, without his upadhi, without my upadhi, we both are
same.
So, is it wrong to say that you are Brahman? From the standpoint of consciousness, not with upadhi. Without upadhi, you are that Brahman. Easy to explain, easy to understand, but abiding in it, that I am Brahman. How abiding? Do you have to remind yourself that I am a man or I am a woman? No. The abidance should be like saying that I am Brahman. You don't have to remind always that I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Tad dure tad antike tad antasya sarvasya tad sarvasya bahyata tad antarasya. It is inside everybody and outside also. A pot is there, the space in the pot and the space is outside also. It is the one and same space. This pot, now you think your body. Inside the body, he is there. Outside the body, in the space, he is still there. What he is doing inside? Inside he is illuminating all my thoughts. What is he doing outside? Outside he is substratum of the whole world. All Naam Rupas are his Naam Rupa, that we have already seen when we discussed Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. That was already discussed in the first mantra itself. Naam Rup is false. Naam Rup changes. But Brahman, there is no change in Brahman. The Atman, when conditioned, Brahman conditioned in the body, we call it Atman. Atman unconditioned is Brahman. So Atman is equal to Brahman. So inside and outside, he is everywhere. Then why paradox is used? Why it is said dure, anta, it moves, doesn't move? What is the idea? The idea behind it, don't try to make a concept about Atma. Don't conceptualize it is like this. No. You cannot bind Atman in a concept. So that is why the Upanishad is using the contradictory statements. Ejati, na ejati. Tad dure, tad antike. We should not make any concept about the Atma. That is the idea behind it. So the first mantra relates to the sadhan chatushta sampanna. Second mantra is for the adhikari to make himself fit by doing karma yoga and come to the first mantra in the gyan marga. Third mantra is criticizing those people who are wasting time. This is for developing vairagya for them. Utho jago, start doing karma yoga and purify your mind, come to the gyan nishtha. Fourth and fifth mantra is telling about the Atma Tattva. Sixth and seventh mantra we will take up the next day. It will tell about the characteristics of the realized person. And in eighth mantra we will again come back to the Atma Tattva. Okay. Om. Om.